Hi, it's Andy Cutting. We're on the Blaisabella tour. I think this is day three. We're in Eisenach, about to play a concert to a fantastic cellar, gorgeous stone cellar, rammed full of people, some of whom look vaguely familiar.
Oh, that was a fantastic gig. I'm here in the bar after the gig with the German bagpipe maker Matthias Branschkill.
So you're making German bagpipes now. What are they like?
I think they are like, we don't know how they are like, because there's no historical instrument. There's nothing, which is quite strange, because we have a lot of paintings and things, but there is no instrument where we can say, okay, it has been like this. So what happened was that we made, in the 70s, 80s, we did like the same things like you do actually in England. We made a kind of rehearsal of the instrument, we know how it has to look like, but took the French style of chant or drones and stuff and put it into a German design. So it kind of this European bagpipe style. So it's a half-closed fingered 2D drones, French-style bagpipe, but in a different design.
But it seems to me that there's more interest in me. I see more people playing, experimenting with German music.
When we started, I mean, it was kind of a strange thing because we had those two kinds of Germanies. So the West and the East and things. And she's like, so the Western part, which was the more influencing, took the French music, and then it's now changing to making more to German root style, going to manuscripts, going to making kind of, okay, what is our own identity in music? And so it's quite still the same instrument like a French.
And Germany's a very big place, and there's very big like dialects and different areas, aren't there? And so there must be a lot of variation in styles of traditional instruments.
There is, and we are also, I think we are the only country in Europe because of our position where we have all these different kinds of bagpipes, because we have those conical double reed pipes and we have single reed pipes in the northern Germany like the Swedish pipes are, and we have like these box style things in a big variation.
And are lots of people playing for dancing?
Yeah, there are. So it's getting more into German dancing, it's more French dancing, but it's getting more into your own style thing. And yeah, we have a couple of festivals, smaller ones, which are more in dancing than in concerts. We are organizing one at the moment, so it's klangaustreffen.de. And yeah, but I think it's not so much dance events at the moment. So it's, I think like there are no people like booking bands at the moment. So it's more concerts and even not as much concerts as years before.
Well, it's tough times economically at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think the interest in traditional music is growing.
Yeah. And I think there was we came to a point in the last month, because we found a manuscript from around 1780 something until 1830 something. With about 1,400 pages of written down dance music for violins, in fact. But so there are a lot of people getting more into our style of music, which we have these stuff, we have traditional music, which is, by the way, quite a big problem here. So
yeah, no, I understand that, but I think we've all moved on. The history has been unfortunate, but the music is bigger than that.
And it should go on, I mean, stuff we have done for years and years and years, and we should do it still, so, I mean.
I will drink to that, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
This is John Swain from Blaisabella. It's the day after the gig at Eisenach, and we, after breakfast, we met at the Bach Museum, and we've been given a guided tour by the director, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Bach returns to Thuringia to become, with 18 years, organist at the organ in Arnstadt. Arnstadt today has even a Bach festival. Some people would say they don't have much else. They have a Bratwurst Museum. But the thing why I mention this, it is in this little nasty way, is that Bach wasn't very happy in Arnstadt. He had troubles with the congregation. They complained that he played too long, had a fight there with one of his students. He had to teach instrument classes, and a bassoon player wasn't happy with the remarks Bach made about his playing. He called him a Sippelfagott. He made some tones that sounded like when you have a bad digestion. And he wasn't very happy about it. He waited for Bach after the practice with a club in his hand, and Bach drew his sword against the students. So we know that he learned how to sword fight in Lüneburg at the Ritterschule, and Bach got a disciplinary hearing on it because teachers weren't allowed to threaten the students with their swords.
Get on the road. We've got to go over some big hills covered in snow, I think, and then down to Ansbach in Bavaria.